KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, the Atlanta girls track team was third at the Lewis Central co-ed meet over at Iowa Western Community College. Harlan won the team title with 209 points. Glenwood was runner-up with 145, while Atlantic had 108.5 points for third place. Thomas Jefferson was fourth with a 103 total, followed by Abe Lincoln, St. Albert, and Lewis Central. Coach Bruce Henderson reports that Allie Krogman was a double winner for the Trojans with wins in the 3,000 and the 1,500 meters. Krogman also anchored the third-place distance medley relay team that included Allie Siggins, Aaron Shannon, and Taylor Berry. Melanie Nielsen won the 100. She was second in the 400 and placed third in the 200 meters as well. The Trojans will run again Thursday night in Carroll. Also last night, the Atlantic track was vacated by the home school, so CAM moved in as the CAM Cougars hosted the CAM co-ed track meet last night here in Atlantic. On the girls' side, it was Exira EHK winning the team title with 185 points. Adair Casey with 128 was the runner-up. Iowa Christian with 89 was third. CAM was fourth with 45, followed by Orient Maxburg, the Atlantic JV, and Walnut. Individual winners include Peyton Wilkenfeld of Exira EHK. She won both the 100 and 200-meter events. Jen Neville of Exira EHK took the 400. Grace Hoffleen of Exira EHK winning the 800. Elizabeth Mulder of Adair Casey, the champ in the 1500. Megan Gawley of Adair Casey won the 3000. Danny McCorkle of Adair Casey won the 100 hurdles, while Anna Mulder of Adair Casey was the champ in the 400 hurdles. In the relay events, it was mostly Xyra EHK. In fact, they won the 4x1, 2, 4, 8, the sprint medley, and the shuttle hurdle relay. Orient Maxburg did take the distance medley relay last night. In the field events, Danny McCorkle of Adair Casey won the high jump. Sydney Parker of Exira EHK the long jump. Mallory Jensen of Exira EHK the shot put. And Rachel Smith of the Spartans won the discus event. On the boys' side, it was Exira EHK the team champ with 149 points. Adair Casey with a 119 total, the runner-up. CAM was third with 81. The Atlantic JV, Orient Maxburg, Iowa Christian, and Walnut round out the rest of the field. Individual champs include Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey in both the 100 and 200-meter events. Alex Davis of Orient Maxburg won the 400. Drew Peppers of Exira EHK the 800. Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey won the 1600-meter. Spencer Smith of Exira EHK the champ in the 3200. Trevor McKee of CAM won both of the hurdle events, the 110 and 400-meter events. Exira EHK won the 4x1 and 4x200-meter events. CAM took the 4x4 and 4x8s. Also, the distance medley went to Orient Maxburg, the shuttle hurdle to Adair Casey, and in the field events, the high jump went to Alex Umbaugh of Adair Casey. Robert Bodine of the Atlantic JV won the long jump, and Preston Waymeyer of Exira EHK took both the shot and discus titles in that meet last night. Also at the Cardet Relays over in Trainer, this girls' relays saw Trainer win with 125 points, Woodbine the runner-up with 88, Tri-Center was third with 68, Audubon placing fourth with 63, and Shenandoah rounds out the top five with 47. Boyer Valley, AHST, Underwood, Fremont Mills, Red Oak, Clarinda Academy, Missouri Valley, Clarinda, Riverside, Logan Magnolia, and East Mills round out the big field in that event. Individually, Emma Conkler of Audubon won the 100 meters, Carrie Witt of Tri-Center the 200, Shelby Hall of Woodbine won the 400, the 800, and the 1500-meter titles, Megan Deist of Audubon the champ in the 3,000, Lacey Volk of Audubon took the 100 hurdles, Trainer won the 4x200, Shenandoah the 4x800, Trainer also won the distance medley relay and the shuttle hurdle relay event. Also, Trainer took the sprint medley relay. Audubon won the 4x1, Tri-Center the 4x4. The 400 hurdles, it was Shally Rath of Trainer winning. Rath also won the high jump. Justina Royer of Woodbine the long jump. Kaylee Boo of Clarinda the shot put. And Paige Volkins of Trainer took the discus in last night's meet. Also at the Red Oak Invitational, team scoring there saw Shenandoah win with a 115 and a third point total. Mount Air was the runner-up with a total of 96 points. Clarinda was third with 76. Tri-Center placing fourth with 54. Red Oak was fifth with 37. Bedford, Riverside, Essex, and Corning round out the rest of the field in that boys' track meet last night in Red Oak. In high school tennis last night, the Atlantic girls falling to Denison 9-0. The boys from Atlantic were winners, though. They beat Denison 7-2 as Mitch Leiferman, Tyler Fisher, and Noah Welter and Jake Arneson all posted singles victories for Atlantic. Atlantic also swept all three doubles matches in that victory last night. Also, it was Audubon over Corning 5-4 in girls high school tennis last night as well. In boys golf, Atlantic defeated Denison 171-182 last night. Evan Schuler was medalist for the Trojans with a 38. Ben Nelson, his teammate, was the runner-up medalist, shooting a 40 last night for Atlantic. Also in boys soccer, Harlan beat Nottoway Valley 3-0, and Harlan over Denison 5-1 in girls soccer last evening. Well, former Iowa basketball player will return to her home state and coach Drake University's women's team. Drake introduced Jenny Lillis Baranchik at a news conference Tuesday in Des Moines. The 29-year-old Baranchik has spent the past two seasons on the staff at Colorado, where she went after coaching at Marquette. The 29-year-old says she's thrilled to be back at Drake as Colorado head coach Linda Lappe praised Baranchik as a good teacher who has high character. Baranchik captained the Hawkeyes for 3 years, graduating in 2004. She's replacing Amy Stevens, who left Drake after nine seasons. Drake had an 18-16 mark in Stevens' final year with the club. A Kentucky starting lineup of three freshmen and two sophomores did most everything together on the way to the school's eighth national title, and now they'll each go their separate ways in the NBA. Freshman Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and Marcus Teague, along with sophomores Terrence Jones and Doran Lamb, declared for the draft in a nationally televised news conference. Davis is the projected number one overall pick. The five also joined seniors, Darius Miller and Eloy Vargas, leaving the program, and they'll leave with the blessing of Wildcats coach John Calipari, who has to reload for next season. Only freshman Kyle Wilcher remains from their rotation this past season. In football news, Peyton Manning's first game as Broncos quarterback will come in prime time as Denver hosts Pittsburgh on the opening Sunday of the NFL season. Steelers at Broncos is one of four prime time games in the league's kickoff week, September 5th through the 10th. The just-released schedule has the Super Bowl champion Giants hosting the Cowboys in the first Wednesday NFL game since 1948. The league moved the game to avoid a conflict with the Democrat National Convention. The now traditional Monday night opening doubleheader has Cincinnati at Baltimore, followed by San Diego at Oakland. A 14-week package of Thursday night games begins in week two with Chicago at Green Bay. The Thanksgiving games are Houston at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and in primetime New England at the New York Jets. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Philadelphia 102-97, Detroit over Cleveland 116-77, New York beat Boston 118-110, Memphis over Minnesota 91-84, and San Antonio dumped the LA Lakers 112-91. In the National Hockey League last night, Brian Campbell scored on a second-period power play, and the Florida Panthers staged their greatest playoff comeback in franchise history, rallying from an early three-goal deficit to defeat the New Jersey Devils 4-3. The Devils had jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the opening 6-16 before the Panthers regrouped. Sean Bergenheim, Jason Garrison, and Mike Weaver also scored for Florida. And Grandma and Grandpa must be proud as well. Scott Clemenson made 19 saves after replacing Jose Theodore in the early going, giving the Panthers a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference first-round series. Game 4 will be played in New Jersey on Thursday. Also in first-round NHL action, the Nashville Predators have a 3-1 series lead on Detroit, beating the Red Wings 3-1 last night. In the goal, Pekka Rinne had 40 saves for Nashville last night. And Phoenix edged Chicago 3-2 in overtime, grabbing a 2-1 series lead as Mikhail Bodker scored from nearly an impossible angle at 3:15 of overtime to win it for the Coyotes. All three games in that series have gone to overtime. Well, baseball history was made at Coors Field last night, where 49-year-old Jamie Moyer became the oldest pitcher ever to win a Major League Baseball game. The crafty left-hander twirled seven innings, and Dexter Fowler hit a two-run homer, helping the Rockies hold on for a 5-3 win over the San Diego Padres. Moyer was sharp all evening as he picked up his 268th career win, tying him with Hall of Famer Jim Palmer for 34th on the career list. He's 1-2 this season. Moyer missed all of last season recovering from Tommy John ligament replacement surgery. Relying on a consistent cutter and mixing in a 78-mile-an-hour fastball, the cunning lefty gave up just six hits and two two runs, both unearned as he kept the Padres hitters off balance. That's been a winning recipe for Moyer over a career that stretched nearly a quarter century and included 689 games. Elsewhere in the National League, pinch hitter George Contreras delivered a two-run double with one out in the bottom of the ninth to lift Milwaukee to a 5-4 win over the Dodgers. The NL East leading Washington Nationals continue to be the early season surprise team in baseball as Gio Gonzalez and two relievers combined on a four-hitter and the Nationals blank Houston 1-0. Ozzie Guillen made a victorious return to the dugout as pitchers Josh Johnson and Heath Bell snapped out of early season slumps, helping Miami beat Chicago 5-2. Atlanta beat New York, taking advantage of shaky defense to hand Johan Santana the shortest start of his career in a 9-3 victory. Matt Carpenter hit a bases-loaded sacrifice fly in the 10th inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 2-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Andrew McCutchen lined a run-scoring single in the 9th as the Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. San Francisco beat Philadelphia by a score of 4-2. In the American League, Mike Napoli hit two of Texas' six home runs as the Rangers romped past the Red Sox 18-3. Miguel Cabrera snapped out of an 0-for-22 slump with a pair of hits, driving in the go-ahead run in Detroit's 3-1 win over Kansas City. Nolan Reimold homered for the fourth consecutive game and made a terrific diving catch in left field, helping Baltimore beat Chicago 3-2. Yankees backup catcher Chris Stewart hit a go-ahead two-run single and had three knocked in for the first time in his career, leading New York over the Minnesota Twins 8-3. Jose Bautista, Adam Lind, and Brett Laurie homered, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-3. Coco Crisp drove in the go-ahead run with an eighth-inning single in a four-run rally that gave the A's a 5-3 win over the Angels. Also, the Indians had a seven-run fifth inning, rallying past Seattle by a score of 9-8. And in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Round Rock over Omaha 4-2. Albuquerque beat the Iowa Cubs 13-6. Omaha plays again tonight at Round Rock, while Iowa continues their series at Albuquerque this evening. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.